Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another week. I hope that all of you have had a blessed week. I hope that your weekend has gone great, and I hope that you are ready to really listen to some things today. I want to start out by thanking all of my followers, all of my listeners, everyone that support me, even down to family. So, this week we're going to talk about something a little different. First of all, I still want to thank the Snoopers. They're Snoopers in everything that we do. So, my suggestion to people that are trying to do well, and you have people that are steadily trying to down you or snoop around into your business and, you know, just trying to see if they can hear something bad, bend over and say kiss it. Because, see, while they're doing that, you're going on with your life. They're wasting time. And for people to get aggravated, this episode was not designed to agitate anyone or to make anyone angry. It is to teach. It is for entertainment sometimes, but teaching you other things that may hurt you, teaching you other things that can definitely help you, giving out safe conjure tips that are given out on this episode, you can use them, and it will be given fully. But if it's not safe, I'm not going to give you everything to go with it. See, as I have said before, you should always talk to your worker if you have one. And if you have a problem, contact one. Okay, I want to go into real talk. You know, Nosiness is the top problem today. You know, there are cases, and I'm not going to say which workers and which people, but there are cases where people want work done for nosy people. I mean, it makes no sense at all to be that way, but there are things that are done. But sometimes, you know, things go a little bit too far. You know, there are some people that do not like to be watched. There are some people that just despise that very thing. But do you know, as taking the correct procedure, and it's your first time, by just clearing up the mess, there are bad things done to people like this. Everything is done with a motive. I want to let everybody know there's a motive. Okay, if someone comes to me right now and says, I want work done on my aunt. Okay, there's a reason for the aunt attacking. More than likely, they've been attacked and they want work done. Okay, there's a reason for her attacking her niece. Now, that's something to think about. It could be over a man, yes. Sadly enough, there's keep it in the family, if you get what I'm saying. Sadly enough, niece after aunt's boyfriend, aunt after niece's boyfriend, mother after daughter's boyfriend, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on with that. Now, in some cases like that, when you have somebody after someone that you care about, one of the things you might want to do is send them in the other direction. Let them find their own. But if it's bad enough, you're sending back the negativity that they have sent to you. See, negativity appears in a relationship when someone is trying to break it up. Arguments all of a sudden. The person looking at you as if you're the devil. all of a sudden, everything goes bad. You can be having the most lovely time and your relationship happy. I mean, physically, emotionally, I mean, fulfilled. And then all of a sudden, there's the jealousy from someone else. And then the attack continues. It grows stronger and stronger. Now, that's when you seek help. But for little things that may be the other person's fault, because people do go out and do things on their own. Example, if a man is cheating on you, even if it's family or not, then that could just be him. But most of the time, in this world, there is somebody interfering. I'm sorry, everyone. I was trying to get my paperwork together. Okay, now, let's talk about this. Keeping things hot. I have mentioned many times, I'm so sorry, I have mentioned many times in cases like this that you can fight back. First of all, you do everything that you can on your end to keep things together. But you may have to smack, and you know what I mean by smack, you may have to smack the other person. See, some people don't just stop. They keep on and on and on. That's where sending it back versus clearing it up. So, a combination of clearing it up and sending it back is suitable. I know that some people don't want to do that. Well, I want to tell you this. They didn't mind doing it to you. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, as in luck, let's speak about luck. And this is a part of real talking. This is a part of conjure also. Let's say if you have a simple little gift to dream true and you can see things and you go out for it. Every time you go out for it, there is something happening. Let's say you go out in pairs. Every time you go out in pairs, you never get anything accomplished. Those good things that you saw don't come to you. And you know that you are very precise, very correct when it comes to your dreams. Okay, then something is wrong. And more than likely, it is not with you. It is with the person that you have with you. See, a simple solution to that is do not let everybody in on what you are doing. Number two, don't have people with you when you are going out to do things to help yourself. And that goes for when you come to us. When you come to us, don't tell the whole neighborhood where you're going. Don't go to friend A and neighbor C and talk about it and talk about how good it's going to turn out and trying to put in a good word for them. Because more than likely, A and C is working together. Let's say they're working together and you have told them your business. This causes difficulty for us. You know, quietness is riches. I put it like that. You have to think two ways in this life. You have to think country club and fame, or either what? The low road and ghetto. But to accomplish your goals, you have to always think country club and riches. And that's how you would go so far. But you have to have some common sense with it. You can have all of the book sense in the world, but without that common sense, you're not going to get anywhere. And when you are hoodooed or voodooed, your common sense is out the window. Yes, it is. So if you have been instructed to do things for luck,
when you go out or around the home, if you have been instructed to do things to draw money to your winnings, any kind of way, do not have anybody under you. It could very well be that they are so messed up themselves that that can actually hinder your work. Now, that is something to think about. That could actually hinder your work. Slow it down. If you don't know what hinder is, it means slow it down. And that's what the devil loves. And then get you frustrated. Let's talk about rage. Rage is one of the most deadly sins in the world. Rage and greed. And the devil loves rage. Okay, we have a lot of people that's trying to cause arguments in people's households and at work for various reasons. Remember, a few minutes ago, I said, everything is done for a reason. Everything is done with a motive. Either they think that you did something, think that you said something. This world is like that. If I said a sentence to someone just to see how far it was going to get, by the time it gets back to me, it's going to be totally different. Now I'm going into beware. Beware of people that you have had trouble with, recently had trouble with, bad arguments. It's been like this the whole time you've known them. And all of a sudden, they're being so sweet, so nice to you. Now, that's a warning sign. If it's someone, example, I do not like, I'm going to stay away from them. I'm not going to want to be around them. Why should I? Okay, somebody else to do that, that's picking. But when they want to give you things, let's say they want to give you a gift, you take that gift and burn it up. Because I'm going to tell you, there's so much magic and conjure out here, you can easily be gotten. You can be gotten by your hair, your toenails, your clothing, even by somebody touching you. You see, I see people hugging all the time. And I can see through things because of what I do, the gifts that I have, that it is not sincere. It's not sincere. They are putting tricks on each other. Stop doing that. If it's not somebody close to you that loves you truly, well, let's put that another way. If it's not somebody that has stuck with you and you know that wouldn't do these things, don't go near them because their main goal is to touch you because they couldn't get you another way. Food, you can be voodooed by food, hexed, jinxed, cursed. Those are the warnings. And as for working with us, I plead with you again, do what we ask you to do. And if anybody tell you, clients, that everything is going to be taken care of, don't worry. I have it. It is a lie. The worker and the client has to work closely together. Let's say I gave out a ritual for wealth. Okay. I'm sorry. It's getting a nice vibe in here. All right. Wealth. You have to keep on with it. You can't just do it one time and expect for results to come. Keep coming, that is. The results will come off at one time that you do it, but you can't keep them coming that way. You have to keep on with what you're doing until we tell you to stop. And I'm so sorry. I sat on my phone. I apologize. As for this riches thing, let's go to Myrrh. There is a nice wash done with Myrrh of the body, and it's two other ingredients added, and most of us know about it. Okay, every ritual bath, I would suggest that you be in there 30 minutes. The longer you're in there, the better the results. But some washes and baths require 15 minutes or 17. There's always an odd number. Never use an even number. Now, 30, that's zero. Yes, it's even, but that 3 isn't. So in case somebody wanted to correct me on that, then, no, I'm right. You're wrong. Okay, now, wealth. Okay, Thursdays and Fridays. If you're trying to keep work or bring money into your home or business, Thursdays is for long term, Fridays is for fast money. And I'm going to give you a little tip. Alfalfa. Alfalfa, with the 23rd Psalm, now this is a conjugate. Alfalfa, with the 23rd Psalm, is said and sprinkled in front of each entrance of your house, on the ground, not on the step, but right close to the step, will help you. Now, to strengthen this and get the results a little bit faster, you can add a little bit of ginger and a little bit of chamomile. The chamomile tea, you know, the tea that helps you to relax, well, that's an herb, and you can use that in combination with the alfalfa. Now, what that does, oh, let's say you start this week. Next week, you'll see a little something. And then you do it the next week. See, this is not just a one-time thing. You have to do this every Thursday or Friday. Now, that's an example and a conjugate. Okay, you can mix oils. Now, substituting ingredients. It's whatever the worker has on hand or whatever the worker tells you to use if you do not have what they, you know, what they suggest. Now, if they're suggesting that you go out and get it, and let's say they tell you to pick up some quick money oil, okay, that can easily be substituted. Substitutions can be quartz cologne. Substitutions can be crown of success, mixed with glow up attraction, money stay with me mixture, a little Cleo May, that's a substitution. There's a lot of things that will work for you with that, well, with that certain situation. Okay, you know, as I have told you, ginger and cinnamon speeds up results. Now, I didn't mention cinnamon with that. Don't mix cinnamon with that mixture. That alone will help you. But cinnamon and ginger is good for speeding up love cases. And it, well, sometimes cinnamon is added with ginger and money cases too. So you may want to look into that with your worker. Okay, never go at anything alone. Ask, is it okay to do these things? See, if you go off and do things without our permission and we're not backing you up, you're not going to get any results. More than likely, you'll have a backfire, and we don't want that. So please take my advice on that one. Now, I speak a lot about herbs because herbs are a part of the oils. If they are pure, they are a part of the oils. They are a part of the incenses. Sometimes the raw herb is used as an incense. When mixed and prepared correctly on time. See, there's timing for everything. There's timing for love cases. There's timing for luck, money, court cases, success, even power. You know, speaking of power, there are things to do to increase your power, to get out there, get up and go. Some people have bad things done to them so that they will lag around and do nothing until the last minute. Let's just say that you have to go for a business meeting and you have a presentation to give. You wait
until the last minute to do it because you feel that you don't have the energy to get up and go, oh, I'll do this later. Well, let me tell you, I'll do this later does not work when you are, well, when it comes to your life, when it comes to your success, obtaining your personal goals. See, that's what I am getting at today. Now, I have prepared another show. I don't know whether to go with Wednesday or Thursday. And those of you listening in can help me with that decision if you would like. You can find me on the internet and vote Wednesday or Thursday night. It will be at night. Because I know in the evening everybody is getting off work or coming from school and you're trying to unwind. But later in the night, on Wednesday or Thursday, there will be a show called Hoodoo Hype. And there will be lots of information given out during this show. Now let's talk about protection. I've mentioned when you move in to a new home, you need to spiritually cleanse it first. Now, there's a lot of ways to spiritually cleanse your home, so you need to talk to your worker about that. There's one way to spiritually cleanse your home, and it starts from the back of the house to the front of the house. So, with the washing of everything, but don't get, go get plain water and wash. There's a lot of things that go into this. And to strengthen it, there's something you have to burn the whole entire time that you are cleansing your home. It is great to cleanse your home before you move into it because, really, you don't know what the other people that lived in that home, if it's not new, that lived in that home went through. They could have went through a whole lot of misery, grief. Oh, it's just horrible. And then the effects of it, when you don't do this, you get into the home, you go through worse. Each one that goes into that home, they go through worse. Never, ever, ever cleansing the direct moment you are moving furniture around in the home. See, the moving of furniture, and this is a learning thing, the moving of furniture, and you're cleaning, okay, put it right there, put it over there, put it up there, that's not a good thing. If there are any spirits in there, you are stirring them up. You are awakening them, and problems are going to come. I am willing to bet, there will be troubles and arguments within the first 6 days in that home. I give it 6 days. I've seen it. I've heard it. Oh, I hope that you all get a lot from my episodes, and I plan to make it more exciting. Now, when I do my Wednesday or Thursday night show, whatever it may be, it's gonna give you more information. It's going to give you more insight on the whole voodoo thing, witchcraft, and other works of magic. It is not the same. Witchcraft and voodoo is not the same. Haitian voodoo, plain voodoo. Okay, you've got a lot of things going on. So the other show, I will take more callers. I barely take calls because my topics are very intense, and I know some people get so upset. And I apologize to you because I feel like I'm not being fair. But I have so much to get out here in this short period of time, so many messages to get out. Okay, we only have a few more minutes. And I would like to go back to court cases and power. That's what I would love to do. You know, it's great to have power. Isn't just in magic. Power is when you go to work. Power went to your job. Power is when you're running your own business. Power is when you're going to school to accomplish that goal. I want to do something else, so I'm taking this class. You want to have the power to get up and go, which it makes sense. But moving on, gaining power and respect. Now, ask your workers about Peachtree, Bergamot, and Bay. These are things that's in mastery, command, and respect. Court cases. I'm not going to go too much into court cases because there are many things that you can do. And it all deals with spirits. If anyone tells you different, they are telling a lie. I have been in this many, many, many years, and I know that every court case ritual that I do for anyone, it involves spirits. It can be the least little thing. It's going to have to involve spirits because you're dealing with higher authority. But as for power, okay, we got control. Now listen to what I'm saying and you catch on. Controlling, commanding, and bending over. Mixed together when it comes to power. And there is a 15-day rite that is done. I'm not giving you that, because that could be a backfire if not done correctly. See, the worker has to give you this one piece by piece, instruct you little by little so everything is just right on your end. We're doing everything on our end, so you have to do what you need to do on your end. Now, as for workers' woes, clients, respect us, please. We're not genies. We're not witches. No, we're not. And I mean, that's what you call us. See, I am whatever you say I am. As long as I don't hear you say it, it's fine. But we're not none of those. But we are gifted, and we can help you. And we can also turn things back around. See, this is one thing I want you to know. Things can be turned back around to the way that it was. So, listen. We know when you are doing what you're supposed to do because your results are great and they're coming fast. Well, that's with me anyway. If I hear and complaining, then guess what? You haven't been doing what you were supposed to do. Or you have gone out and done something that I told you to do in the past without asking me first. I'll use me as an example. And as for me, I take time with everybody. I keep those lines of communication open. And I may not be able to answer or pick up or come to you but I am coming to you. So you need not worry about that. I want to get that out here. So today was not more about complaining, but I hope that all of you got a lot out of this episode. Yes, this is a great new episode and a new day. And there's another episode coming up very soon that everyone will know about. I'm pushing to help people. That's why I created this. This is a great way to get my point across and to help you. And tell you about things. We all need to learn. Well, it's never too late to learn. So I hope that you have a blessed weekend. I hope that your week is blessed. To my family, I love you all with all of my heart. Mama, you're my heart. To next week, goodbye. In the name of Jesus, it's done.